Thousands of Ohioans cast ballots on the final day of weekend early voting in Ohio, some standing in line for hours, many at the early vote center in the state's capital. After more than 2 hours in line, these women audibly celebrated, arriving at the entrance to the early vote center at the Franklin County Board of Elections, in a former department store in a strip shopping center in northern Columbus. The wind was blowing and a few flurries were in the air. The line behind them goes all the way to the end of the strip center, then turns down the side of the last building. The line continues back behind the storefronts to the back entrances, and there it snakes back and forth, finally to an employee holding a red flag that marks the end of the line. Wearing a hoodie and sunglasses, Rebecca Sims was working her way through that line, and she was determined.
I think it's going to be historical, and I would vote in any election, so this isn't any different for me. I've been voting since I was 18. And standing in a line for 2.5 hours is...
I would stand as long as it takes for my voice to be heard.
A few hundred feet behind her was Michael Mack, wearing a Howard University Bison sweatshirt.
Back in the day, a lot of people didn't have an opportunity to vote. So it's like, why not vote? If you're registered, why not vote? And it's amazing to see everybody out here, all backgrounds, ethnicities. It's amazing. It's positive vibes.
Michael and Kelly Hilton were huddled under a blanket as they waited in line.
To make sure our candidate is elected. Do our best part. Do our best.
Volunteers from community groups ran up and down the line, handing out water and snacks and even slices of pizza. Adam Yates stood in line with a friend.
People want to have their voices heard. And even in this craziness, they're going to do it.
There were some people in line in shorts who may have expected a shorter wait or warmer temperatures. But Sydney Walton was dressed for the weather in a black and white coat and a winter hat.
I think everybody should be voting in a way that speaks for not just their own interests, but others. I'm here for a lot of people who have a lot less than I have, and I just want to make sure that I can help them in any way I can.
Hernando Posada was wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers cap, but missed part of their win to come to vote.
Because I think this is going to be one of the closest elections in history. Considering the last presidential election was as close as it was, I think this one will be just as close. So that's why it's important to be here.
Sherry Benedict's face was almost completely covered by the hood of her sweatshirt as she tried to keep out the cold during her wait to vote.
It's very important to me. I think there's a lot of at stake, and it's important that, you know, each one of us get out here and vote, because we do have rights, we do have freedoms, we do have liberties, and that's what we're fighting for, so.
A few people in front of her was Marilyn Rasler, who waited with her husband Ed for their turn to vote.
It's pivotal. Yeah, it's pivotal, and it's a profound election, more so than we ever had before, and I'm 74 years old. We've been in many elections, and I'll stand out here till midnight if I have to.
So in terms of what you folks really want to know, you are less than 10 minutes from that front door. 5 minutes after that, you will be voting. You are nearly there.
Carl Aveni was among the candidates greeting voters as they came around to the front of the building, along with people handing out sample ballots for both parties. One Democratic distributor had a sign warning that some Republicans were giving out blue slate cards, but with the names of GOP candidates on them. Finally, at the far end of the building was Jaquela Morris, who got in line at 1:16. She came out of the early vote center at 3:48.
It was a couple hours, but it's worth it, because I feel like my voice counts and it matters. So it's very important. And so I try to set an example for my kids as well, to let them know when they're old enough to vote, exercise your right, because it matters.
This was far from the busiest day at the Franklin County Early Vote Center, but still 2,965 people voted there in the 4 hours of the last day of weekend early voting. Monday at 2 p.m. marks the end of early voting for this election. The hours are the same at the early voting center in each of Ohio's 88 counties. At least 2.8 million Ohioans have voted early, more than half the total of early and election day votes from 2016. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.